RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
Love these guys.
Dan Wiederer.
The whole key to sustaining success in this league is to have quarterback play that is top tier and can consistently push you down those roads.
And Mark Grody.
We're allowed to, at this point, Bears fans are allowed to right now, dream big and predict what you want out of the season.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hey, 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 welcome in, everybody. This is the Take the North podcast presented by Odyssey. I am Dan Wiederer, joined today by a very special guest, my colleague at The Athletic, Kevin Fishbane, who's filling in for Mark Grody today, who's got radio responsibilities as we start to look ahead to Bears 49ers in California on Sunday night in primetime. Kevin Fishbane, how you doing, bud?
Wait a second, Dan. I thought this was the Game Above Sports Bowl preview podcast, formerly Motor City Bowl. I was all ready to break down Northwestern Central Michigan, but probably not a smart idea because I think this podcast will come out after the game's over.
Incorrect. We have not yet changed our name to take the whatever you just said bowl game
addition. So that may come at some point. The Illini have got a big bowl down in Nashville, and that would probably be more up the radar for someone like me than whatever you just said. I don't know what that was that you just said, but apparently that's a game.
I could adjust. I'm going to adjust on the fly.
Yeah. You've been good at adjusting on the fly all season, including taking me on as your teammate. I imagine that's been a major adjustment for you, dealing with my eccentricities and my my high maintenance ways, huh?
No, it's been great. I think our coverage has matched the team on the field that we're covering. And, you know, Ben Johnson says every week's its own week. Yeah. And we're just trying to go 1-0 this week. And this week's a big one. And I think, I mean, our hay's in the barn in terms of we've got some great stories up. And then this is the last piece of hay to get in the barn for John Fox.
Like to get that pitchfork, get that hay, get it in the barn, close the doors, and move on to the next order of business. We are going to talk a lot about Bears 49ers. This is a huge game, and it's weird that it comes in a holiday week because it does kind of feel like there's been a breakup of the momentum that came. But before we get to all of that stuff looking forward, we've got some housekeeping to do here in the first segment, and some of it is recapping last week's game, which was one of the all-time wins that you and I have seen. Our time on the beat is identical, goes back to 2013 with the Bears. You started a little bit before I did, but this is a win that is going to be remembered, I think most people believe, in 25 years because of the nature of the win, because of the opponent, because of the way it finished. We're going to hear from Bears offensive coordinator Declan Doyle in a couple minutes, but as you've sort of processed this over the last 6 days of trying to figure out what we witnessed at Soldier Field on Saturday night, where's your head at?
It's funny that you mentioned the holidays earlier, Dan, because of the scheduling, you see a lot of family after the game.
Yeah.
Right. And so everyone I saw, it's just like there's this euphoria in the city. And like the number one question I get asked is like, well, I know you guys aren't supposed to cheer in the press box, but how could you not like? And I was kind of explaining that, especially for what you and I have to do work-wise, there's a little bit of a frenetic, like, typing that's taking place. We don't even have time. Like, we might exclaim, like, whoa! You know, that's probably the most that we'll do. And our specific section of the press box is extremely professional. But with all that said, I did tell everybody...
Good distinction there, by the way.
Yes. The front row of our section. I did tell everyone that I saw over the holidays that it was the single greatest win I have ever covered and the single biggest play, most momentous play that I've ever been a part of. And then you and I talked to people who covered the team longer than we have. You know, I talked to David Haw, formerly of Take the North, and asked him, I said, have you ever covered a game of this magnitude that ended like that? And he said, no, I mean, this is a game that no matter what happens Sunday in the playoffs, next season, whatever, this is a game that will be talked about for, you know what Jeff Joniak called it? He called it a where were you game? Where were you when this happened?
It's really interesting because Adam Szczynski, our ace producer here on Take the North, brought up the question the other day on whether that Caleb Williams to DJ Moore touchdown pass to end it is possibly, arguably, the greatest throw in Chicago Bears history because of the opponent, because of the walk-off nature. I haven't had a chance because of the holidays, because I have a wife, because I have children, because I have responsibilities, to go back through the list that we did in 2019 at the Tribune of the 100 greatest moments in Chicago Bears history. And they weren't necessarily, you know, they were the most impactful moments. They weren't all positive, but they were the 100 moments. And I'd be curious to go through that list when I get an opportunity, maybe on the long flight to San Francisco, to see how many of those 100 moments were actual passes, right? Like we've got Hester returns and Sweetness runs and, you know, Wilbur Marshall fumble returns in the NFC Championship game. And there's not a lot of passing moments on that list, I would guess. I haven't become a historian on what Sid Luckman's signature moments were way back in the day. But, you know, at first blush, you feel like, man, that question feels like it's a little bit prisoner of the moment. And then you start to reflect on it and you're like, there's some validity to whether that pass, given the nature and the circumstances, was indeed one of, if not the greatest pass in Chicago Bears history.
I mean, you take into account Packers, playoffs, national television, overtime, walk-off, and the difficulty of the throw. Like, we don't have to get into the advanced
stats. And catch.
Because, like, I the advanced analytics of it say it was one of the most incredible throws, period, of the season of Caleb's career. And then you add in every layer. Now, as you know, Dan, I'm a big believer that Jay Cutler threw out a Marquise Wilson to beat the Chiefs. Or I don't remember that. Well, it was a critical throw, 2015.
Yeah.
That throw was one of the single, like, greatest throws I've ever seen.
You and Patrick Finley have yet to do the oral history on that play, which I'm still waiting.
We should do that. Would be a good Sun-Times Athletic collab. We'll have to talk to the bosses about that. It was right at the pylon. And then just simply game winning passing touchdowns. You have the Shane Matthews to James Allen Hail Mary in 01, yeah, which was incredible, tied the game. Cutler to Aroma Shadu in 09, but they didn't make the playoffs. You got Josh McCown to Alshon in that Cowboys game. But this one, with everything on the line, with the difficulty of the throw and the catch, I think you could say it's the greatest single moment this century. And I bet you if you went through the best throws the Bears have ever had, it'd probably be a candidate for number one.
So you sort of touched on it a little bit. Our vantage point from the press box is it's a cool vantage point because you get to look down on everything and to just watch. I've described it all week to people of the sea of celebration below you. And obviously we feel it in the press box because people right below us are banging on these steel walls and it's literally vibrating the press box where we're doing our work. But you see, again, people hugging, people throwing the last 3 ounces of beer that they have up in the air. Like, it is just an absolute mosh pit of euphoria. And it's really cool to kind of take that in and see what that explosion is. And then you turn to your left, you know, from where we sit, and you see Caleb sort of just standing there with that sort of assassin's look on his face. I'm like, yeah, I did that. As he gets mobbed, DJ's mobbed in the end zone where he's in pure exhaustion. That scene is one that will never leave your mind. Now, I thought it'd be interesting from the opposite side of the field to ask Declan Doyle, who's the Bears offensive coordinator, who's looking at that play from a similar vantage point, not identical, obviously, on the west side of the stadium where we're on the east side of the stadium and he's a little bit lower. But we asked him this week about him taking in that entire play from the time the call came in through the headset to the time DJ was laying in that north end zone. Here's what Declan had to say.
Take us through your entire experience of that final play of overtime on Saturday from the time the call went in to the time that DJ made the catch.
Yeah, we felt really good about that play call. Early in the week, we practiced it, and then going into the game, it was one of those that, you know, Ben had kind of highlighted. Thought it may come up earlier in the game, and it kind of hadn't, and it turned out, you know, to be kind of the perfect time to call it. We really felt like in heavy defense, we were going to be able to kind of tie down their backside safety and be able to take a shot over the top. When we came out of the huddle, they were in really like a shell structure. It was pretty low with the safeties, and so right away, as soon as we broke it, we were upstairs, but we were like, this is going to be a walk-off if he gives him a shot. And it just so happens he turns his back to the defense. He gets to the top of the drop, and he felt like DJ had a step, and he laid an outstanding ball into the wind out there for him to run down and go get it. And then everybody was just pandemonium in the box and stuff like that. But really just a great example of, you know, our preparation going through the week and having confidence in something and then going out and executing on Sunday.
What's the coach's box for those 30 seconds after the catch is made?
It was nuts. It was like the stands, you know. We were excited about what had happened, and we couldn't wait to get back down to celebrate with everybody.
Cool stuff there, Kev, from the OC, of just kind of to giving you a little bit of the inside football stuff there with the idea that once the call came in and they saw what they were facing defensively, that they felt like they had a walk off from above, and then to see it come to fruition and then, you know, ignite that celebration. That's fun stuff that again, you and I have not had a lot of opportunity to chronicle over the years.
No. And you know, that coach's box, I believe, you know, it's an old stadium. It's not like the nicest coach's box in the world. So I'm glad that it stayed. The structure was able to contain that excitement. But, you know, DJ said after the game, every time he was interviewed, that once he lined up, he knew he was going to get one-on-one. And I think that's a testament to, obviously, I'm going to sound cliche here, Dan, but the coaches saw something on tape. They put it in practice. It worked in practice. They go to the game. They see it. You think about the situation. They just had that Kamenung guy run. It's first down.
Yeah.
Packers are obviously thinking they're just going to keep running until they get in a field goal range, you know. And what's fascinating too, Declan in that same presser was asked about Caleb and the deep ball, because Caleb throws over 40 yards this season. He's 2 for 6. That one, and then the Luther Burner one in Dallas when Luther was wide open in that misdirection play for the touchdown.
Flea flicker, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the flea flicker. Yes, yes. The almost went over his head flea flicker. So, yeah. And that's it. And, like, this isn't an offense that's going to air the ball out a ton. But Declan kind of said, like, this is a point of emphasis for Caleb. And, yeah, it would be nice to throw it deep, you know, more often than we have. So it was nice to see that. In that wind, that was something Cole Kmet kept bringing up. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, it's one thing to do that at practice. It's 25-mile-per-hour winds in that moment. For Caleb to hit it, just a reminder of that guy's potential.
Yeah, the arm talent's unbelievable. And again, you mentioned, like, they're in 13 personnel. They got 3 tight ends on the field. Everyone's thinking run there. And they've been running out of that sort of personnel group all night long. And then they hit it there. So it's remarkable. We'll see where it takes them beyond this. Obviously, it was part of the reason that they clinched a playoff spot last weekend and now have set themselves up to do some fun things in January, which will be there for every step of the way.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Capital One Arena on March 7th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Got some honors to tick off here before we get into our game spotlight here. Big week at Hallis Hall. I think it was Tuesday when the Pro Bowl rosters were announced. The Bears got three Pro Bowlers in, one notable snub, Nashawn Wright, but the three that are in for the Bears are two offensive linemen, Drew Dahlman and Joe Tooney, and then obviously very deserving veteran safety, Kevin Byard. What were your initial reactions? I know you handled the Pro Bowl story for us at The Athletic. Your initial reaction to the Bears' representation in that quote-unquote game or whatever we're calling it now that they do at the end of the postseason?
Actually, it's multiple games. It's Pro Bowl games.
There's dodgeball. There's everything.
Yeah. I wrote that story, Dan, and my initial reaction was I had to delete two fifths of my story because I thought Nashawn Wright was going to get in and I thought Josh Blackwell was going to get in. Now that's special teamers are really tough.
Yeah.
Spot. Only one guy, but I thought he's had two of the onside kick that, you know, that happened 2 days before the Pro Bowl came out. So maybe, or 3 days, so maybe it wasn't factored in, but like two of the biggest moments any special teams guys had all season, and he had two of them. I thought he'd get in, and Nashawn Wright, I just think, like, I get that interceptions are not the be-all, end-all to judge cornerback play. Like, I don't want to take anything away from Cooper DeJean and Quinion Mitchell and Devon Witherspoon. Like, those are, especially Witherspoon, you know, Illini guy, like, phenomenal corners. Nashawn Wright leads the league in takeaways. And yeah. I think what's amazing about Wright is his two biggest plays of the year were strips. Yeah. Like coming in at critical moments in high leverage situations on national television and ripping the ball away from Josh Jacobs and Jalen Hurts. So I was really, I'm sure he's going to get in eventually. Blackwell might too. Darnell Wright might as well. Maybe Jonah Jackson. But to your initial point, I don't think anybody was surprised about Byard, Tooney, and Dahlman. And I will say this about Tooney. I mean, you could speak to the other guys. As I was kind of looking up some numbers, it's hard with offensive linemen. That stuff's so subjective.
Right.
With that said, the numbers on Tooney by Pro Football Focus like are incredible. I think he's allowed like one quarterback hit all season.
Okay.
That they credit him to. I mean, it's just like insane that is, you know, it's just like you never notice him and you never, for good or like he,
yeah.
It's incredible. Like the guy is, how, you know, what's he, 32? And he's just, it's his fourth Pro Bowl appearance in a row. He's probably going to be all pro. I think it's pretty remarkable what he's done.
Yeah, I mean, with him, it's the durability, reliability piece that's just amazing to me. The guy's missed four games, regular season and postseason combined, over his career. He's got four Super Bowl rings, right? Like when you're putting those two things side by side, you're like, okay, this guy is somebody we can depend on. And then the other part of it is he's just part of this interior offensive line where they obviously had a vision and they attacked to make that vision come to life in the spring and then brought it to life during the regular season. That interior offensive line, a year removed from walking to training camp with Coleman Shelton, Tevin Jenkins, and Nate Davis, you start to do that cross comparison and you're like, yeah, no wonder the quarterback feels more comfortable. No wonder the quarterback is a little bit more confident, you know, at keeping himself upright. And so like that part of this equation is pretty cool to watch as well. I mean, we can get into more of that as the weeks go on, but the refurbishment of that interior offensive line is such a small, underrated story of why this team has done such big things here within 2025.
Yeah, we compare this team a lot to 2018. We made those comparisons before the year, kind of like 2018's the ceiling. That would be cool. There's a lot of similarities. And that team's offensive line played really well. Cody Whitehair went as an alternate. Charles Leno went as an alternate. But I think actually maybe even better comp would be 2013. The last time the Bears had an offense this good, and you had Kyle Long, you had Matt Slauson, you had Garza in that interior.
They played together all year, right? Like the continuity part of that.
They didn't miss a snap till Jordan Mills at the end. And then you go all the way back to 06, Ruben Brown, Olin Krutz, right there in the middle. So yeah, it speaks to, as you said, the vision and all those guys playing to the level of their compensation, which is a rare thing when you talk about Bears acquisitions. Usually it's the other side, but these guys, it was hit.
One last honor to tick off here. We gave out the Chicago chapter of the Pro Football Writers Association every year gives out the Good Guy Award at Hallis Hall to the Bears player or personnel member that is professional and courteous and candid and helps us do our job to the best of our ability. And so it's always a fun honor to give out. It took on a little more meaning to you and I after 2021 when the name the honor was renamed for our late friend Jeff Dickerson, who obviously was the best of the good guys, right? And we lost him to cancer late in December 4 years ago. It's hard to believe. I honestly get a little bit emotional thinking about how fast that time has passed and how much we've missed with JD over that time. But it's always it's a meaningful honor to give out because people like us who take this job very seriously are very appreciative of those that we work with at Hallis Hall within the Bears organization who take our job seriously, right? And so this year's honoree is very fitting of that. And a guy that I think Jeff would have loved to hang out with and talk to and just pick his brain on. And it was Kevin Byard, the Pro Bowler, who on Tuesday was honored with multiple awards. He gets his third trip to the Pro Bowl, and then he gets an opportunity to visit with us in the media room to receive his Good Guy Award from Patrick Finley. I wanted to play a little bit of KB just after he was alerted that this honor was his. We'll listen to that and react on the other side.
Thank you for everybody who voted for me. That's definitely an awesome award. You know, honestly, every single day I just try to be as authentic as I possibly can. I try to be a good human being, you know what I mean, and just try to be the same person every day. And honestly, I want to kind of highlight a couple things as well. Like I said, honestly, I didn't know I was getting an award. I didn't know the award was named after your son. Actually, just this past week, my wife and I has worked with, not sure if you heard, but it's called the Raleigh Foundation. It funds cancer research for children, cancer. And just this past week for the holidays, we hosted a milk and cookies holiday party for the children. We worked with them for the past 9 years, and it's just an awesome thing. So, yeah, I definitely know the impact of, you know, what cancer can do to people. And so, you know, obviously that's one reason why we support that foundation, because we definitely want to continue to try to raise money and fund money for that for a cure for cancer.
Real quick context there, Kevin, as you're listening to that. Jeff Dickerson's parents, George and Sandy, have come to that award presentation every year since Jeff's passing, which is an incredible touch for them to continue to come out and be part of that ceremony. And so to listen to KB kind of address them a little bit and talk about some of the work he's done with cancer. He will get a $1,000 donation to the charity of his choice from the Jeff Dickerson Vaughn McClure Foundation. That's another little element to this award that's meaningful to all of us. But wanted to give you a minute to kind of react and reflect to this award and obviously what it means to us because of our friendship with Jeff.
Yeah, you know, every time we give this award out, I think like what you said, JD would have loved this guy. You know, it's been Cole in the past. You know, JD would have been talking with Cole about Parker's baseball all the time. And JD loved guys who played multiple sports through high school. And he would have loved Cole. He would have loved Byers. He would have loved just going and just chatting with him. And JD didn't suffer fools. Like, we've been around guys who maybe aren't as friendly to media, and JD would just be like, JD be like, guys, just don't talk to him and go talk to Kevin Byard. You know, we don't have any, we don't really have any guys like that on this team, but we've obviously been around guys like that. So, and I think too, Dan, I mean, you had it much more intimately because you wrote a profile of Kevin Byard, a phenomenal one about his Iron Man streak and what this game means to him. I look back at like my favorite stories of the year, writing about good, better, best, writing about what makes Dennis Allen's third down defense so interesting. In both of those stories, like, the key quote was Kevin Byard. Like, you know, he is just that guy that, like, you need that meaningful, you want thoughtful, you want somebody who's willing to take the time, even if they did two or three scrums that week. He's the guy we went to. And just to boot, he's had a great season on the field as well. So yeah, I mean, as deserving as anybody we've given that award to.
Yeah, you mentioned it was Cole last year, the year before that, Eddie Jackson, the year before that, Cole again. So there is a little bit of some fun in dealing with guys, and it's good to give them their recognition after we've given them their recognition, because it's very helpful to us loving what we do the way we love what we do, because they help us to do it at the highest level possible. All right, we're going to shift now into our Take the North game spotlight. You and I are getting on flights on Saturday to go to San Francisco, and ultimately the game will be in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium. I've joked a few times this week that this could be the first of three trips for us to Santa Clara in the next month and a half if the Bears were to run into the 49ers in the playoffs on the road, and then obviously the Super Bowl site as well for Super Bowl 60, which is coming up in February. But I did want to take a minute to just kind of shine the light on what this game is. I do think that there is a little bit of awkwardness to it, coming off of what we talked about at the opening, where you have this incredible exhilaration attached to that Packers win last week. The following day, you get your playoff ticket punched. You're in a holiday week. It feels like a strange spot for the Bears. This team all year has been really good at resetting and refocusing and getting themselves on to the next thing. This, to me, feels like the most dangerous little speed bump on their road this year. And so I wanted to start there on how you feel the dynamics of this very interesting emotional week is going to play in potentially to what happens on the field Sunday night in Santa Clara.
Yeah, Dan, it's a great point. I do wonder, would you be almost more nervous in a sense if it were the trip to play the Raiders? You know what I mean? Like the fact is the 49ers maybe forces them to not let up a little at all. Like they're not going to be looking past the 49ers at all because they've won five in a row. They still are in play for the one seed, and what we've seen what Brock Purdy can do and Kittle and McCaffrey. But you're right. I think that just naturally that high of Saturday night is very difficult to just rewire your brain and get ready for another massive, massive game. I mean, this is now, we've been talking about each week is like its own playoff week. This is now your playoffs to win the division and or get the one seed, which is possible. So it is an awkward matchup. I think that's the right word for it. I was reading, I believe it was Action Network, so I want to make sure I get my credit right, that teams, let me get road underdogs on more rest against a home team with shorter rest actually perform quite poorly.
Okay.
It's like the numbers, because we sit here and be like, oh, well, the Bears have two extra days rest and the 49ers were on the road for a Monday night game. The numbers actually seem to back the Niners historically, as long as they're the home favorite, that should still help them. So again, historically that hasn't been a big advantage, but I do think where it could come into play, I know we'll get into the X's and O's, if Kittle cannot go, partly because of the short week element,
sure,
that plays a massive role. If Luther Burden is able to go because he had an extra couple days, you know, that's where I think that stuff comes into play.
I want to make it clear, the coaches and players don't view this or experience this the way we as reporters or people as fans do. But that said, you said something in the outset about how you were visiting with family for the holidays this week, and all anyone wanted to talk about was the Green Bay game. Probably got nine questions about Green Bay and one about San Francisco, right? Like, that's the ratio of what people were doing. These players are visiting with family. I'm sure they spent a lot of time reliving the glory of that Packers win and what it meant to this city. And so like, there is obviously the 49ers are the biggest challenge on the slate this week, but human nature is also an opponent of the Bears this week that wants to kind of exhale, that want to even like take this achievement. It's the first tangible achievement they have of clinching a playoff berth, and to just wrap your arms around it and hug it. And obviously Ben Johnson at the top is a great tone setter and saying like, stop hugging that. We've got to go beat the 49ers on Sunday night. This is two 11 win teams playing on Sunday night football in a huge stage that's going to have a playoff atmosphere to it, with the one seed in the NFC just sitting there, right? Like, there to be taken. So obviously there's plenty of motivation to go play this game. As you mentioned, it's easier to go play the 49ers than a hapless Raiders team in some ways, because the big game nature gets you rewired. I'm probably telling right now on what my pick is going to be when we get to our pick segment, but there's a concern for me about the Bears' ability to do this. And it's not necessarily a bad thing either. I said to Jeff Joniak on Wednesday at Hell's Hall, I said it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if this team kind of stumbled on Sunday and then got the ultimate reset and the ultimate refocus for the rest of the way, you know. And that happens to teams every once in a while, where you get that one last reality check before you realize, okay, now we're really going into season on the line. We're done the next time we make a misstep.
I gave you this analogy at Hallis Hall, and I'll give it to the listeners because it means nothing, which is why I think it's important. 2018, Bears clinched a division, beating the Packers at home in the third to last game of the year. Then they travel to Santa Clara to play the 49ers in the second to last game of the year. They win, but Cody Parkey missed a 37-yard field goal. And you wonder if they had lost, and that field goal was part of the reason they lost, would the Bears have kind of been forced to do something in that final week as they get ready for the playoffs? Or anything that happened in that game might have changed things for that playoff trajectory. Who knows? Again, means nothing, but I like the synergy there. But yeah, I mean, you could totally see the narrative where if they lose Sunday, beat the Lions, win the division, you know, get a win or two in the playoffs, that they'll say, we'll look back and say, yeah, it was good to get punched in the mouth by a really good team because it forced us to look at X, Y, and Z. We made those corrections and, you know, and the rest is history. So, there's a way that could be spun. Anyway, now what you don't want, Dan, is to really get punched in the mouth. And it's like, oh, like we don't belong here.
Right, sure.
And you know, because there's all this stuff about like how good are the Bears really, and yeah. All the, you know, I think they're past that, and the 49ers defense just I don't think is good enough to create that scenario. So I'm not too worried about that happening. I guess they could also win.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what our predictions say, but there's no question.
I'm still surprised by the line. You and I were both surprised by that number. I expected it to be six.
It's 49ers by three right now, and we'll see kind of which direction this whole thing takes on Sunday night.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavor fusion, Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season. And only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
And with that in mind, we'll move on to our three things to watch Sunday night, because now we can talk about the nitty gritty of this football game. I do this every week.
Three things to watch.
And we've got some fun things to watch this week, Kevin, because the first thing on my list is Thomas Morstead. He is, of course, the 49ers punter. He has, of course, not been needed very often lately to punt. He has been primarily a holder for the 49ers in the month of December. And so I wanted to give you some stats so people understand just how much of a role the 49ers have been on in the month of December. Obviously, their bye week was folded in here. And so when you say to people that the last time that Thomas Morstead punted was with 13:35 left in the fourth quarter of week 13 versus the Cleveland Browns on November 30th, it's kind of jarring. You're like, wait a second, I'm looking at my laptop. It's December 26th. They haven't punted since November 30th. What the hell is that? So I'll add some more onto this. The 49ers have scored 94 points since the last time they punted. Here is the log of San Francisco possessions since the last time Thomas Morstead punted a football. Touchdown, field goal, end of game. Touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, touchdown, fumble, field goal, field goal. Touchdown, 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 field goal, missed field goal, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, interception, end of game. Do what you want with that, Kev.
Shout out to, I don't know if he's a friend of the program, he's a friend of mine, Tom Musick. That Josh McCown game against the Cowboys in 2013, I believe after the game, Tom's story was talking to Adam Podlesch about what it was like to not punt, which for a Chicago Bears team to have completed a game in which they did not punt was unheard of. Yeah. At that moment. Now in the NFL, it's a little more like it, but this streak is, it's wild. And that it brings up, Dan, what is this, the scariest matchup of the game, what Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey can do against a Bears defense, which as opportunistic as it's been, as great as it was in the red zone versus Green Bay and third down, all that stuff, they are one of the worst in the league in yards allowed per play. And if it's third and one, third and two every drive, Dennis Allen can only do so much.
Yeah, I mean, McCaffrey is he's up to 1,900 yards from scrimmage and 16 touchdowns this season. And so you have to find guys that can match a weapon that's dynamic. That's going to be part of this. The second thing to watch, and we'll come back to this side of the ball in a minute, but we're going to flip sides of the ball here, and I'm going to turn this over to you because the second thing to watch is all the time in the world for me. Our hunch is that Caleb Williams is going to have time to throw on Sunday evening, because we're starting at 5 o'clock Pacific time, because San Francisco doesn't really have a track record this season of getting after quarterbacks the way you'd think they might. Nick Bosa, obviously not playing right now. So you can let our audience know some of the things you've uncovered about the pressure production of this 49ers defense and what potentially that could mean for a Bears offense that's looking for some answers in the passing game.
So, Dan, you mentioned that sack rate. It is 32nd in the NFL. And not only is it 32nd in the NFL, 3.49%. So 3.49% of opposing pass attempts against San Francisco have ended in a sack. That is a full 1.2% below the team that is ranked 31st. So they are very much at the bottom of the league in this category. I should also note 30th in interception rate. And those two things tend to go hand in hand, which makes the Bears' sack rate, interception rate that much more pretty startling. But we can talk about that in another episode. I just think that, like, for a quarterback who, as great the offensive line has been all year, as great the sack rate has been all year, we do know that Caleb has had to run for his life and do that Houdini act a lot. He might actually have some more time to sit there, go through his reads, maybe hit a deep ball or two. We talk about the DJ Moore throw, and he hasn't had a whole lot of opportunities for that. I just think that is could be something new, especially look at the last four games, or you can go right five games even. Brian Flores in that defense, TJ Watt in the Steelers defense, Eagles, and with those, what that defensive front is, Packers with Micah Parsons, Browns with Myles Garrett, and then Packers again with Rashawn Gary. And again, it's not like the 49ers aren't going to come close to touching him, but statistically speaking, this is a massive difference in terms of opponents' ability to get to the passer. And I'm curious what Ben Johnson is able to dial up because of that.
Statistically speaking, I think Caleb Williams is 600 yards shy of 4,000 with two games to play. I think he is 438 yards shy of Eric Kramer's single season Bears passing record. Things to keep an eye on over the next couple weeks. And with what you mentioned, if he's got more time to throw, does the passing production go up and unlock some storylines for everyone on that front? The last thing we're going to watch here is red alert. 49ers offense versus Bears defense. This is the 49ers rank 8th in the red zone this season, 63%. The Bears red zone defense, 9th, 54%. 49ers also 2nd in the NFL in third down percentage on offense. They're at an even 50%. The Bears, as you chronicled earlier in the year, pretty good on third down. They've slipped a little bit. They're down to 13th, but by my count here at 39% with what they're allowing. But this is interesting. Situational football is going to be a big deal Sunday night, both on third down. You mentioned if it's third and short, you're here facing steeper odds. And in the red zone, which the Bears were great against the Packers on, after emphasizing it all week, they went 5 for 5 of holding Green Bay out of the end zone when they got inside the red zone. And so this is going to be a fascinating little chess match when we get into the situational football aspect here between Kyle Shanahan and Dennis Allen.
Here's a guy I'm going to kind of circle and watch a little bit closer on Sunday night, Grady Jarrett, because I think that you and I think have both noticed, for it's been probably 4 or 5 games now, he's really started to come on. he's not Grady Jarrett of 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe, but you're noticing him. He had 7 tackles against Green Bay. He, Ben Johnson singled him out. And I think if you're going to get to Purdy, that interior pass rush, like just to move him off his spot, don't, if you're able to do it without blitzing, he's the guy I'm kind of very interested to see. Can he get home? Can he build on what he's been doing? A player who would really benefit from an extra day of rest. And I just don't like, he's frankly the last month, Grady Jarrett's been more consistent than Jervon Dexter as in terms of getting that pocket push. Can Dexter get a big player too? But get, you know, it's like Jarrett gets the push and then the 6'5" Dexter get those, you know, the big paws up in the air to maybe knock down a pass. Cause you got to find a way to rattle Purdy. It's just, I know it's like, that is a strategy every week, but I think with an offense that's humming like this, it's like who can get to him fastest, and just Jarrett might be your best opportunity.
A younger version of Grady Jarrett playing on a team that had Kyle Shanahan once sacked Tom Brady 3 times in a Super Bowl. So that's just a little Kevin Fishbane fun fact to throw in here at the end of the 3 things to watch here. I did want to play a little bit of Dennis Allen here because he was asked this week about the 49ers prowess of being really, really good on third down in the red zone. Here's what DA had to say.
Yeah, I mean, number one is they do a really good job executing on first and second down. They do a great job kind of staying ahead of the chains. I think that you know, helps them in terms of their ability to execute on third down. And then, like I said, they do a great job of getting to spots. The quarterback does a really good job of you know, reading out the defense, throwing it to the open guy. It's tough to. It's tough to deal with. Their ability to run the football down there in the red area, I think, helps them out a lot. So it's a good football team. It's a really good offense. And they're extremely well coached. You know, how do you know when a team is really well coached? You just watch the speed at which they operate, up front, you know, in the running game, and how they get to their landmarks and how they get to their spots and how all the offensive linemen are working in unison in terms of how they run their routes. Like, you know, each player will run a certain route and no matter who the player is, it looks the same, you know? And so that to me is the detail in the coaching. And I think that's what makes it really tough to defend because, you know, a lot of teams do, they have the same plays, okay, but how they execute those plays sometimes looks different, and I think San Francisco, they've done it for a long time, and they execute at a really high level.
That's really sincere admiration there from Dennis Allen, who's done this for a long time, of what he's seeing from the San Francisco offense, and it's something to just file away as you get ready to settle into your couch on Sunday night and watch Bears 49ers, or in your case, Kevin, settle into the chair right next to me, which, you know, this is our first time going to Levi's Stadium as teammates. I want to let you know that the candy bar at the press box at Levi's Stadium is a problem for me. Like last year in that awful game we watched there, Colleen Kane was like, how many Hershey's Kisses are you going to eat before this game is over? And there was like just, it was just like a mountain of tinfoil. So I'm just preparing you for that because I have no self-control and they don't do a good job of creating guardrails for me to keep from becoming a sugar coma guy. Now, listen, I had every reason last year to be in a sugar coma when we were watching.
Do you want me to slap it out of your hands if I see you grab it? Just like
maybe just like in the second quarter, be like, you know, slow down a little bit, and then we'll maybe find a little bit of a brake pedal on that runaway train. All right, last thing we got to do here today is predictions and our best bet segment. So we're going to bring in our ace producer, Adam Studzinski, to offer up our best bet of the week.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Real quick, I wanted to circle back on something because Kevin, you brought up that 2015 game against the Chiefs. I'm glad you brought that up because that is actually one of my favorite Bears games ever, if only because the way they won it was great, right? But I watched the end of that game after I ran the Chicago Marathon for the first time. And so when I finished the marathon, I didn't have my phone on me. So the first thing I did was ask what the score of the game was. And it was like halftime and they were losing. I was like, okay, whatever. I get back to my friend's apartment where I was staying that weekend. And I watched the end of the game. Like I couldn't stand anymore. So I was sitting like at the end of the couch, like with my legs just spread out. And Jay Cutler throws that touchdown. And I just went like this. And I actually like yelled a little bit and almost woke up my friend who was working overnights and trying to sleep. So, but anyway, I just had to bring that up because it was a really good throw and really good game.
Unforgettable.
Anyway, yeah.
Three touchdowns in the final 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah, that was a crazy game. Anyway, to the bet segment, and the best bet segment is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. So you guys have talked a lot about the 49ers offense, and in particular, Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey, this is actually the number. Christian McCaffrey, anytime touchdown is minus 270, which is... Yeah, pretty likely is what that means if you're not a huge betting person. And they don't have receiving yards listed for anybody. But if you want to get a little more juice out of this, I have a parlay that we can do that is actually a parlay that FanDuel has put together for us. Excuse me. So if you want to take that Christian McCaffrey touchdown and group it together with a DeAndre Swift anytime touchdown, a Brock Purdy 250-plus passing yards, and a Kyle Manungai 30-plus rushing yards, that gets you up to plus 505.
Wow.
So there you go. I personally, I would sprinkle a little bit on. I'd put $10 on that parlay, personally. So what do you guys think?
That's an involved bet there. This might be the most involved best bet of the week segment of Take the North this season. I'm going to fade that one a little bit. I like where your head's at. I'm going to watch you from afar, try to root that one out. I'm going to fade that one. There's just too many things that need to go right there, including two running backs doing positive things at the same time. Interesting though. I'm not like fully against it. It's just, it feels like a lot for me. Kev?
I'm looking at the Caleb Williams pass attempts or pass completions props. We talked earlier about time in the pocket, Dan and I certainly expect the 49ers to score a lot of points. So the Bears will be playing from behind. I wonder if there's an opportunity there if Caleb's going to be throwing the ball more than he usually does. So I don't know what Studs, what are FanDuel's numbers on that?
So they don't have attempts listed, but they have passing yards. So his passing yard prop for this game is 224.5, which is at -114 if you want to place that bet.
Yeah, I could go. It's funny though, because like if the Bears play the game they want to play and they get control, you know, he's not gonna, they're not
being safe and secure. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's an interesting one. I'm not gonna won't name the sports book, but I do see up somewhere else that 19.5 completions.
Will you also subscribe to Studs' parlay? Will you go after that a little bit? Oh, it's a deep breath from Kev.
No.
I'm the only one.
I like it though. Okay. I like it. It's a fun one. It's a fun one. But it's like, it's funny because once you said Christian McCaffrey -270, you're like, I'm gonna parlay. I'm like, oh, this is great because you put -270 with one other, and then we're good to go. But you went hog wild there, Studs.
Which, well, I love it. It's what we gotta do after the holidays. We gotta make up for some of the money we spent on Lowe's.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, all right. I'll be the only one making money on Sunday. That's fine. The best bet segment was brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Before we let you go, Studs, you got your prediction here before you jump out here.
Okay. So I've gone back and forth on this one a lot. I do think it's going to be a high scoring game, with kind of like what you guys have hinted at throughout this one. I do think the 49ers will punt for the first time since late November. I think the 49ers are good. This is a rare thing for me, Kevin. I'm picking not the Bears. I do think the 49ers are going to win 30-27, and maybe a field goal in the last minute of the game or something like that is what gives them the win. I think it's a tough task for the Bears this week, and they might already be division champs when the game starts. Not that that should affect their mentality. It'll affect my mentality watching the game though. So I think the 49ers win the game though.
Kevin, that Studs living up to his reputation as a Bears hater. It's your turn to pick against the Bears.
Well, kind of going off what Studs said about division, I'm curious if the Panthers beat the Seahawks in the afternoon. This is not the 2013 Bears, but Dan, you remember 2013, like every single thing happened in that week leading up to Bears Eagles, where all they had to do was win. And then they lost destroyed. By 40. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But I am curious, like if the Seahawks lose to the Panthers, do players and coaches catch wind of that? I don't know. I've got 49ers 36, Bears 25. I just think it's just tough to slow down that locomotive the way it's going right now in Santa Clara. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think we'll come out of there being like, oh my God, what is this team going to do in the playoffs? I just think it's going to be, you faced a really good offense that is just humming, and you figure things out for the week ahead.
I'm being the third of three to predict the 49ers not only to win, but to reach 30 points. It's 31-20 for me. I think you've heard my concern throughout the podcast about where this spot is for the Bears. And obviously with everything at stake, they can prove us wrong and continue to surpass expectations and defy the odds as they've done really since week three on. So that's me, 31-20, 49ers. That's a clean sweep from this episode of Take the North for the 49ers beating the Bears. And then we'll reset for week 18, which will occur halfway in January, which is incredible to look down at the calendar and realize we're there. Kevin, it's been awesome for you to come join us today. A terrific episode. As you know, you've got a standing invitation to come join us whenever you want. So thanks for doing so here on this Friday as we get ready for Sunday night.
It was an honor, Dan, and I'll go get ready for that game above Sports Bowl in Detroit.
Yeah, and I'll see you at House Hall before you fully lock into that game. We'll see what happens. Right. But good luck with that game, because I won't be watching. All right, everybody, that's Kevin Fishbane, my colleague at The Athletic, for our ace producer, Adam Sadzinski. I am Dan Weider, also of The Athletic. This is the Take the North podcast. Thanks for joining us today. Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears. Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
Ring Central will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. Ring Central, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.